something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Cornis Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Activating the Power.
Hallelujah.
A man appeared to Joshua, and this man had his sword drawn, ready for war. And Joshua, being a strong man, approached this man that he saw. He too was ready for fights. He said, "Who are you, for us or for our adversaries?" And the man he was talking to introduced himself. He said to Joshua, "I am the captain of the Lord's host." And suddenly Joshua's eyes opened, and he saw that he was dealing with the angel of the Lord's army. Who was this? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost stood in front of Joshua, and the man's life was different. He was changed from that day. The Lord said, "Take your shoes off your feet. You're standing on holy ground." That's the proof that he was not an ordinary angel. He was the captain of the Lord's host. Hear what I'm telling you now. He was the captain of the Lord's host. When he faced an impossible situation, he showed himself alive and became their captain and led them in the war. Joshua destroyed 32 nations. And who led him? The Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, what is happening right now in the church of Jesus Christ is that the Holy Ghost is taking over. The Holy Ghost is reminding his children that he is boss in the New Testament. The Holy Ghost is taking on and is asking his people to follow him. He is not supposed to follow them. They are to follow him. We've been doing things and telling God to bless them. We've been going our own way and telling God to follow us. But now the Holy Ghost is changing things and saying, "No! You follow me." And he's speaking more authoritatively now than ever, because the time is short and he doesn't have time for games anymore. He says, "What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit." Hey, he didn't say, "If the song comes, I will sing it now." No, he says, "I will pray with the Spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding also. I'll sing with the Spirit." Come into church. You're dancing and praising and worshiping the Lord. Worshiping is better than how they do it. That don't mean nothing except when they finish dancing all that dance. Then they go and use hot water to press. That mama almost broke her waist. Because she been... When the Holy Ghost comes, he doesn't take you down like he takes you up the way. Woo! Hallelujah! Shoots you up. Your hands go in the air. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Glory! That's what happens to you. You get the lifts. You get the lifts. You see, every culture has its own dance. When you come into Christ and in the Holy Ghost, you find we don't do this one. We go up. Yeah, glory. We're always ascending. We believe in the ascending life. Find out when the Holy Ghost starts moving in your life. It's not down dance. Our own cultural dance is upwards. Hallelujah. I said it's upward in Jesus' name. And our hands go in the air. Legoska, Baron de Legisco Prata. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is taking over. I said the Holy Ghost is taking over. Now he wants to see through your eyes. He wants to speak through your mouth. He wants to touch with your hands. Why the Bible says, don't you know? It says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, whom you have received of God, and that you are not your own. You are bought with a price. You're God's property. Now the landlord has come home. He's a landlord. I said he has come home for his house. You are the tenant. You are the custodian, the caretaker of the house. But he's the landlord. Landlord has come back. And when landlord comes, he says, this place is dirty. I like it. Woo, glory. Clean it. Landlord has come. Every place that is dirty in the house must be cleaned up. Then you see someone who didn't pay rent. That's the demon in your body. And the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe you are not able to send him away. You may have been afraid of him. But when the Holy Ghost takes over, I said when he takes over, it says when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. That's what's happening in the church now. Some of us are waking up to find out we're talking in tongues. We just open our eyes, then we sleep again. We wake up and say, I was saying something in the night. You no longer dream of what they used to call gomo gomo. You don't dream anymore that something was pursuing you and your head was heavy. You find yourself, you are the one with the sword drawn in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! He said, take up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your loins girt, your shoes, glory to God! Woo! Hallelujah! We are anointed of God. We are anointed of God. We are not ordinary. There's a song they were singing, just ordinary people. We are not ordinary, brother. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, yeah, we are God, little children, and I've overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Greater is he. We are not ordinary. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Woo! Give him a shout, hallelujah! Hallelujah! He lives in me, in every fiber of my being, every bone of my body, every cell of my blood. He's in my head. He's in my hands. He's in my feet. He's all over me. Glory. Hallelujah. He lives in me. Hallelujah. How could I be sick? How could I be defeated? How? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. More than conquerors. Lift your hands and begin to praise him again.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Conis Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call us on 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This message is titled Activating the Power. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.